have to be very careful.
It should be a no. Can you not tell the American people? No, we did not have confidential human sources dressed as Trump supporters positioned inside the Capitol.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
You should not read anything into my decision not to share information.
Director Ray, gentlemen's time has expired.
You can see his frustration because he know he just got trapped. The fact that he can't say no, we didn't have confidential human sources dressed, disguised as Trump supporters on January 6th. He can't say no because it's a yes, and that's a fact. We already know that's a fact because there's been other evidence proving that that's a fact. But he got trapped, and then he's frustrated, and he says, you shouldn't take my not being able to answer that question, which he can answer that question. He can say no. He's pretending like he can't answer it. There's no reason whatsoever. The only reason why he can't say no is because it's a yes. That's the only reason. And he knows he just got exposed. He just got trapped. And so all he can say is, well, don't read into it. That's still not a denial. You see that? He doesn't deny. And even when he says that they didn't orchestrate January 6th, what does that mean? You orchestrated the breaking into the Capitol. Orchestrating the January 6th protest, yeah, we know the FBI didn't have to orchestrate the January 6th protest. You see the sleight of hand, sleight of words? When he said, we can say that we did not have people orchestrate the January 6th, what? Did you have people tell people to go into the Capitol specifically and help or even enter the Capitol with those people, or at least encourage people to go into the Capitol? He can't say no to that because we have evidence that they did. But before I get to some of that evidence, which I will show you, and you have to stick around for it, I want to show you way back when Ted Cruz also exposed these punks and these people at in our intelligence agencies as basically the same as the SS in Nazi Germany. Those are strong words, but it is true. Folks, if you are someone who works in the FBI, you need to know the people who worked for the SS did what they did, not necessarily because they believed in what Adolf Hitler was doing. They did it because they were being paid. They did it for a paycheck. And when people who work at the FBI, well, I'm not doing anything. I'm just following orders, or I'm just doing it for my paycheck. It's my job. Well, anyone who worked in the SS in Nazi Germany could have said the same thing. Anyone who works for Communist China and the Communist Party of China and does evil things because they're ordered to arrest innocent people in Communist China, which they do all the time. Why do those people go? Why do the police officers in China go and arrest innocent people? For their paycheck. They say, well, they excuse it away the same as you do when you're in the FBI. Well, the reason why I'm doing these despicable things where I turn my head and look the other way is for my paycheck. You think you're any different than all the evil people in history? Every evil person or people who have followed evil people who have given them evil orders in all of history have done it for money, always. The mafia is the same thing. You could work for the mafia. You know why people work for the mafia and do evil things for the mafia? The money, because they're getting paid to do it. You are turning your head and watching America be overthrown by communists in our government. You follow communists' orders in our government, tyrannical tyranny within American government to terrorize their political enemies, and you do it for a paycheck. That's why. But you've been exposed. Here's Ted Cruz exposing you way back before Christopher Wray just got caught and trapped. They're trapped, proving the FBI was involved, but I'll give you way more than this. But take a listen.
I want to turn to the FBI. How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Did any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence on January 6th?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Okay, hold on. Let me pause it there. I'm going to give you the rest. Just to enforce, remember, they can answer it if it's a no. The only way you can't answer that is if it's a yes. That's 100% true. They can't answer it. They're not answering it because every time she says I can't answer it, it's a yes.
Sadburn, who is Ray Epps?
I'm aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background to him.
Well, there are a lot of people who are understandably very concerned about Mr. Epps. On the night of January 5th, 2021, Epps wandered around the crowd that had gathered. And there's video out there of him chanting, tomorrow, we need to get into the Capitol, into the Capitol. This was strange behavior, so strange that the crowd began chanting, Fed, 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 Fed. Ms. Sanborn, was Ray Epps a Fed?
Sir, I cannot answer that question.
The next day, on January 6th, Mr. Epps is seen whispering to a person, and 5 seconds later, 5 seconds after he's whispering to a person, that same person begins to forcibly tear down the barricades. Did Mr. Epps urge them to tear down the barricades?
Sir, similar to the other answers, I cannot answer that.
Shortly thereafter, the FBI put out a public post listing, seeking information on individuals connected with violent crimes on January 6th. Among those individuals, in the bottom there, is Mr. Epps. The FBI publicly asked for information, identifying, offering cash rewards leading to the arrest. This was posted, and then, sometime later, magically, Mr. Epps disappeared from the public posting. According to public records, Mr. Epps has not been charged with anything. No one's explained why a person videoed urging people to go to the Capitol, a person whose conduct was so suspect the crowd believed he was a Fed, would magically disappear from the list of people the FBI was looking at. Ms. Sanborn, a lot of Americans are concerned that the federal government deliberately encouraged illegal and violent conduct on January 6th. My question to you, and this is not an ordinary law enforcement question, this is a question of public accountability. Did federal agents or those in service of federal agent actively encourage violent and criminal conduct on January 6th?
Not to my knowledge, sir.
Thank you.
Now, folks, understand, Ray Epps doesn't even have to be working for the FBI. He could be getting paid by somebody from the government in some agency or a senator, it doesn't matter, was paying him, that's for sure. And the fact that they don't prosecute him is 100% proof. Because the only person that really is proven to be the one instigating is Ray Epps. And it's rock solid evidence, and that's the person they don't go after. Yet they've jailed a whole bunch of people who didn't do nearly as much as Ray Epps. And that's 100% proof. If you didn't see what Ray Epps did and you want to see, well, let me show you.
Tomorrow, we need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
What?
No! Peacefully.
Fed!
Tomorrow, I don't even like to say it because I'll be arrested.
Well, let's not say it.
I'll say it.
All right.
We need to go in.
Shut up, Boomer.
To the Capitol.
We are going to the Capitol, where our problems are. It's that direction. Please spread the word.
All right,
noted.
Okay, but one more thing.
Yeah, so can we go up there? No?
When we go in,
are we going to get arrested if we go up there?
Yeah. You don't need to get shot.
Can you arrest us all?
All right. And if you're listening on the radio, you can go to thenewamerican.com if you want to see all that video and all the videos that I'm showing here. But clearly, Ray Epps And that was the original breach of the Capitol, was when Ray Epps basically ordered the breach of the Capitol. And that guy ran around and is still running around free, while other people are still being held as political prisoners. It's unbelievable. But Ray Epps, he's not the only one. There's a whole bunch of others proving that this is people being paid by the government. And this was a setup like the Nazi SS would do, only your own FBI did it to American citizens and threw these people into prison who they set up. And it was all a setup as political prisoners. So who is this Megan Paradise? Was she working for the FBI? Or I shouldn't even say, because if they're, were they working for the government in some way? Were they getting paid by somebody in the government? And that's most likely yes, because here's another person where Trump supporters want these people prosecuted. And these are the people that we would say we want prosecuted. They're wearing Trump supporter hats. So why, how come Democrats don't want these people prosecuted? You don't see any Democrats, and no Democrat media want these people prosecuted, proving that these people are not Trump supporters, because if they were Trump supporters, the media would be all over them. It's proving that these are Democrats as well. Why are Democrats protecting Trump supporters? Oh, because they're not Trump supporters. Watch this video.
That's what she was. She had a vape pen in her mouth, sitting at somebody's desk. She wrote on a sticky note, "You're fired." Now she's on the person of interest, FBI list.
Give us the video! Give us the video! We're going
inside. Yo, man, if a woman tells you to charge the line, never charge the line. Dude, she's up there saying, "We need to go." It's like, what are you talking about?
Don't listen to her.
I'm like, dude, you go first. Yeah,
you go first.
Dude, women have been wrapping men up like that for all since the beginning, dude. Bro. Dude, this lady's like an agent for Trump or her.
Seeds of inspiration for years to come.
It is now my honor and duty to present to you the second volume of a punk rock opera.
Luckily, they let her go home, but they told, you know, no more social media, and just that what you're going to say is just that her lawyers are negotiating with the police and it's been taken care of. So,
yeah. Wow. That sounds so hard.
Oh, my God.
There's more, but I can't get to everything. Let me quickly give you just the headline of this article that was from the Gateway Pundit, who's done such a great job on all of this stuff. The article is, "They all lied and we have proof. Highly sensitive DOJ January 6 documents leaked to the Gateway Pundit. FBI confidential human sources infiltrated Proud Boys. Ran FBI operation on January 6, reported they were innocent. See texts and documents in full," which they had the texts and documents and proved it. How about this? The scaffold commander is what they call him. For a long time, people have been trying to identify who this guy is. He's another type of Ray Epps. He's up with a megaphone. He's just like that lady had a megaphone, Megan Paradise. He has a megaphone. They're all not Trump supporters. And it is most likely, it seems very convincing, that he has been identified as a left-wing prominent journalist. John Nichols, maybe. You're going to have to decide, the scaffold commander. Take a listen to this.
Could he be the scaffold commander? Let's take a look at this image here. Now, as you can see,
Yeah, I took this. This is an image. I want you to keep something in mind. As you're looking at this, you might say, oh, yeah, but he's much younger. You know, the guy on the right, which is John Nichols, is much younger than the guy on the left, who is the scaffold commander. But keep in mind, the image on the right of John Nichols, I picked that one because it was a similar angle, and not quite the same angle. Yeah, the glasses were the same. Apparently, he has, I was going through videos, he has multiple different types of glasses. I guess that's a thing. You know, you have different glasses that I guess accessorize with your outfit. I don't know. Multiple different kinds of glasses, but this one had the same glasses, had the same basic angle. It's not quite off the same exact angle. You can see that in the nose, but you see the teeth, you see the crooked teeth and the screen is on the left, but obviously it's on his right, the right side of his bottom jaw. The crooked teeth are in the same spot between the scaffold commander and John Nichols. And I want you to keep in mind that picture is a decade old. Okay, so you might say, well, but the guy, scaffold commander, looks much older. Okay, yeah, but this was a decade ago, the picture of John Nichols that you see there on the right. So just, you know, look at the lines on the face. Okay, look at the teeth, look at the eyes. You know, try to age John Nichols' eyes by a decade and see, you know, if you believe that this is the same person. Now I'm going to go to audio here. I'm going to play some scenes from scenes as if it's a movie, play some clips from January 6th with the scaffold commander telling people to move forward and push forward and all that other stuff. And then from a Bernie Sanders rally in Wisconsin where, you know, he's getting the crowd juiced up. And again, like I said, when I was watching this rally, I realized, okay, yeah, if I wanted to get somebody up on a scaffold to try to get them to move forward and somebody that would be loyal to the cause of trying to fake an insurrection and yada, 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 this might be the guy that I get. I mean, he's that good. He gets people juiced up. Okay. So I'll go back and forth. I'll just play them back and forth. So listen carefully and see, is it the same basic voice? Okay. That's your call. So here, let me pull it up. Stand by.
I am here to welcome you, and I am here to welcome one of you, because Bernie Sanders is not separate from the people in this room.
Help somebody over the wall. Move forward. Come on, cowboy. Let's go, cowboy.
You demanded that it be someone who came from you, someone who you knew. You demanded that it be someone who has marched with you, someone who has rallied with you.
Don't just stand there. Move forward.
What do you think? Are those voices the same? I don't know. It's up to you guys.
All right. That's J.D. Rucker. And yes, those voices to me are the same. The picture is the same person. And to me, it's not. It's not really that questionable, but for others, it might be. I don't have time. I'm out of time, or else I was going to give you Tucker Carlson. What was Tucker? Well, let me tell you what the cut was, even though I have no time to play it. Tucker interviews a former DEA agent who says he was invited by an FBI informant to go to the Capitol that day and was encouraged by the man to go inside the Capitol. And then later, the guy doesn't do it. He doesn't go into the Capitol, but he still gets fired from his job, and then the Biden administration comes down and comes after him and charges him because he went on Tucker to tell his story. And, well, they're going after the political enemies. Folks, I'm out of time. Here's the point. Christopher Wray and the FBI committed treason against our country. They committed an attack on our Capitol. They're the insurrectionists, the FBI are, and should be charged. Christopher Wray should be charged with treason or insurrection. It's that simple. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya.